Before we open up in prayer, did everybody get your boarding flight 2021 handout? Everybody have one? Anyone do not have your handout? This is something we started, I don't know how many years ago now. Since the conception of the church. And I just like it. You know, I like to declare and expect. I like to speak into the upcoming year, 2021, abundance and overflow. Expect it in your own life. You guys have your sheets? Keep your eyes on that. I'm going to read this. It says, the boarding of flight 2021 has been announced. Your luggage should only include the best of 2020. Leave all regrets and disappointments in the garbage bin. All self-destructive devices should be turned off at this time and remain off for the entire duration of this flight. Your overhead compartment is reserved for your personal goals and dreams. Fasten your seatbelts. Put your hope in an upright and locked position. In case of emergency, God's word will be used as a flotation device. Should we lose altitude under pressure at any time, prayer will automatically be activated by faith. Once you've attached and secured your faith, you can assist other passengers. Family, we have been cleared for takeoff. Rejoice and expect an on-time arrival. We will be soaring high above stress, anxiety, fear, and lack. Our layovers will include Perfect Peace, Fort Favor, Lake Victory, Mount Lovemore, and the great state of Unity. Our captain has provided the following menu to be served during the flight. A clean bill of health, overflowing wealth, a bowl of fruitfulness, a plate of power, a side of success, garnished with grace and unlimited forgiveness. We declare peace and prosperity on flight 2021. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Father, thank you for expectations. I invite you to arrest the atmosphere and to minister to us like never before. Father, we thank you for revelation knowledge. We know that our lives are in your hands. We know that our future is better than our past. Thank you for showing us the way to go. Thank you for pouring out the latter rain and shining your glory on all of us. Thank you for the harvest on every financial seed sown. We choose to walk in your light. We choose to walk in your word. We choose to walk in your spirit. Thank you for allowing us to be partakers of your divine nature. We come to you today on this first Sunday of 2021 with great expectations. We expect great days. We expect your blessing to flow like a river, and we rejoice as we enter into and move through this year of abundance and overflow. We declare it to be a year for more power, more glory, more revelation, more impartations, more manifestations, more salvation, more people filled with your Holy Spirit, more people healed than ever before. We thank you for true prosperity. We thank you for your anointing increasing as we speak. Thank you for divine protection. I speak a hedge of protection over every household represented. I declare freedom, favor, wisdom, and great understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. If you agree with that, shout amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We are Continuing our series entitled The Power of Words, you know, we started talking about the scientist that did the research on what words do, how words impact water. So the research was they spoke positive words over a certain amount of water, and the waters crystallized, and they crystallized in beautiful formations. And when the negative words, the ugly words, the hateful words were spoken, the crystals were disfigured, and some of them didn't even attach at all. And we started talking about how we are 60% plus water as human beings. And if words will impact water, what are words doing to us being bodies of water? And we started taking a look at that, and we're going to continue, because your words matter. It matters what you say. There are people who have been scarred because of something that was said to them years ago. Every war that has ever started because of words. Every murder starts because of words. And anything, and here's the thing, God doesn't do anything unless he says something first. We looked at Genesis. We looked at Genesis 1, 3, 6, 9, 11, and 14. And all of those start off with the same thing. And they start off with, God said, let there be light. God said. And we said, as children of God, as heirs, raise your hand if you're an heir, if you're a child of God. You know what that means? That means your DNA contains deity. You are made in the likeness and the image of God. Do you think that can happen without your DNA being infected? Do you think that you can be made in the likeness and the image of God and not have divine on the inside of you? When we know and understand that, we don't use our words flippantly. When we know that our words are always loaded, I use the analogy, if someone's waving a gun around in your house, you're alerted. That looks dangerous. But how many people wave words around, the most powerful thing that you possess are your words? But it's easy to look past that. It's easy to press past or think, well, I'm just joking. But you're not just you're not just human. You are a spirit being having an earthly experience. Because words are spirit and they are life. When you say something, something happens. The atmosphere is interrupted and the power in your mouth goes somewhere. Words are spiritual containers. They contain death or life, blessings or cursings. There is no such thing as empty words. Words are always loaded. And it matters what we say. So we say on purpose that 2021, there will be more signs, miracles, and wonders. There will be hearing and obeying like never before. In preparation for this message, this is what I heard the Lord say. The Lord said, 2021, expect more miracles, signs, and wonders. Expect your hearing and your obeying will be the key. Goodness and power will flow free. Fruits of faithfulness will flourish, abundance and overflow, harvest time, love demonstrated, seeds manifested, honor Jesus, live in the fullness till it overflows. Somebody say amen to that. You know what amen means? It means I'll take that. So be it in my life. Be it unto me, like Mary said. How many of you desire to live in abundance and overflow? It's available. Amen? It is absolutely available. You know, because you are a spirit being, your maker created you in the God class on purpose. You notice here's family, listen to this. You are not a part of the animal kingdom. You are not a part of the plant kingdom on purpose. You reside in the God class. And we need the Holy Spirit to allow that to minister to our hearts. We need revelation to understand how we're positioned in God's eyes. There has never been a higher price paid for your life than the price that was paid by Jesus. That's how valuable you are. And what does the enemy do? The enemy says you're, because you did something, you are something. Your doing can never erase God's position that he put you in. If you think about that for a second, if you think about God said you are blessed. God declared a blessing over your life. Can you outdo God's word? Can you undo what God started in your life? If we think of it that way, you know what the blessing is? The blessing is words that have been spoken over you. The same blessing that Abraham had on his life. And we've seen the fruit of Abraham's blessings, true or not true. Abraham was wealthy. Abraham was strong in his body, in his mind. Abraham raised up a bunch of men. Abraham had an army of men. There's nothing weak about that. There is no lack in Abraham's life. And remember the little song? Father Abraham. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that? That is your lineage. That is your heritage. You are blessed. Look at somebody and say, you are blessed. So very important to know and understand that you are full of power. What you say, situations and circumstances are waiting for instructions from you. How many times do we allow situations and circumstances to speak to us and we begin to repeat what they're saying? That is not God's order. The moment you begin to speak against situations and circumstances in your life, they bow down and begin to obey you, child of God. Faith is spoken belief. What you believe shows up in created form because of who you are. When you believe God's word, what you speak is full of power. Your words contain divine sound waves. Use them for your good. Last week, we saw that God never does anything without saying it first. We saw that in the beginning, God said and said and said, and creation obeyed him. Creation will obey you. Create your world and walk it out. So very important. God released his power as an example. God released power through his words as an example for you and I. Ephesians 5:1 tells us to be imitators of God as children imitate their parents. Imitating God starts with speaking like God, expecting like God, walking like God. Jesus understood the power of words. Jesus spoke to fig trees. Jesus spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea. He spoke to demons. He spoke to the crippled, the blind, the deaf. He spoke to the dead, and every one of them obeyed him. What are you saying about what you're seeing in your life, in your situation, in your household, in your business, on your job? What are you saying about? It will be as you say. Because who you are. You see, when you said yes to Jesus, you said yes to everything that comes with him. When you said yes, raise your hand if you said yes to Jesus. If you said yes to Jesus, you can't deny that the power has already been given to you. It's already been released on your behalf. No one understands who you are. It's so important we understand our true identity and begin to speak accordingly. Jesus was imitating his father and getting results just like we saw in Genesis. And then Jesus did something so powerful. He said in John 14:12 that you and I, those who believe on him, would do the works that he did and greater works. Let's read that together. Ready? Read. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. You see, Jesus left you and I to continue the Father's business. The family business is now in your hands. Jesus is seated next to the Father. He went on because he completed his task. Now the assignment is on you. Now it is up to you and I to continue the work of the Messiah. Continue what he started. How? He caused the kingdom to manifest on heaven. Last week we looked at Matthew 16:19, and we talked about what are the keys. We said, Jesus said he gave us the keys to the kingdom. And we discovered last week, the keys to the kingdom are words. Binding and loosing takes place by our words. The power to bind and loose is not in heaven. The power to bind and loose is in your mouth. So very important. Jesus made it possible for us to do what he did. Believing and speaking produces the doing that Jesus is referring to in John 14:12. Greater works are released by the power of our words. Here's what we need to do, family. Say something. What you hear will determine what you say. What you say will determine what you have. It's not a cliche. That is divine order, and nothing can stop that from manifesting except us. The devil is no match for you. Situations and circumstances are they're no match for you. You have creative power in your mouth. And sometimes we get good at not saying negative things, but we don't say positive things. We don't speak things into existence. The spirit realm is parent to the natural realm. And when we know and understand that, we begin to grab hold and pull things out of the spirit realm into the natural realm. Everything you need is available. Faith comes by what? And it comes by hearing what Christ, the Anointed One, is saying. Let's look at Romans 10:17. This is the Passion Translation. It's going to be on the screen. In fact, let's read this together as well. Romans 10:17. Ready? Read. Faith, then, is birth in the heart that responds to God's anointed utterance of the Anointed One. What is the Anointed One saying to us? Let's go to John 10:10. This is what the Anointed One is saying to you and I. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Someone just got delivered from migraines. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I don't know if that's in here or online. If it's in here, let us know. Thank you, Lord. You'll never have another migraine. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. That was a stronghold of the mind. That was not something that was hereditary. That was not something that you were born with. That was a stronghold. And God is delivering you from that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your healing power flowing. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the spirit of seeing and knowing manifested in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Because of you, we will never be the same. Oh, I desire to deliver you from that which has become familiar in your life. That is not from me, says the Lord. Just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's a friend. Release it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that word applies to you, obey the word of the Lord and be free in Jesus' name. John chapter 10 and verse 10, this is the Amplified. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. This is the anointed one speaking to you and I. I came that they, say this with me, I am the they in this scripture. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Family, abundance and overflow is for you. Your words are full of power. Words are spiritual containers that are full of power that are going somewhere to be opened up. Words are construction workers going before you to pave the path that your life is journeying on. Words are never dormant. Words are spirit and they are life. And they are creating the moment we speak them out. Words shape our belief systems. Your belief system controls your sight. Do you realize you never see with your eyes? Your eyes are windows. You and I see and comprehend with our minds. If we don't renew our minds, what we see will always be tainted. That's why the Word of God says renew our minds. You see, if there's a filter that we're seeing from, our perception will always have that filter. And I declare that secular shades fall off of God's people in the name of Jesus. I declare that supernatural insight is awakening in God's people. Revelation knowledge like never before. Clarity like never before. In the name of Jesus, sight come. Words make all the difference in our lives. You either hold your head up because of words spoken over you, or you hold your head down because of words spoken over you. Your very countenance has been impacted by words spoken in your life. Words are powerful. Words make all the difference, and we have to pay attention to that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Forget which version I put down here of the Passion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, for although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. Man, how many times do we waste our weapons on what is not even really controlling the outcome? It's so important that we grab hold of this word and act accordingly. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, how many thoughts? Every thought that insists that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Because words are thoughts that have been manifested. It behooves us to capture every thought. Once a thought is spoken out, that's why the word says, take no thought saying. Don't grab hold of the seed thought and say it. Don't allow it to become a harvest in your life. Take no thought saying. That's Matthew 6:31. We admire David mostly because of what? Somebody answer that. What's the first thing you think of when you think of David? Goliath. True or not true? Most of us. Think of Goliath. David became a giant killer by words. Let's go to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 and 46. David established who he was, the beginning of his reign, by saying something about the attack on his life. It says, 1 Samuel 17, 45 and 46, it says, then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Verse 46 says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Somebody say, this day, I declare abundance and overflow. This day, I declare I will do everything that God has assigned me to do. It's a declaration. It's a stance. What are you going to declare this day? At what point do you draw a line in the sand and say, you know what, this day the enemy will never come against my body again. This day I will walk in divine health. This day I will walk in the blessing. I will never be broke another day in my life. This day all of my children will serve the Lord. This day. It's up to us, family. What are you going to say today? You know, there'll never be another first Sunday in 2021. This is it. We will never be here again. What are you going to say? This day. Step into God's plan. That's the subtitle of today's message. I was supposed to get that to y'all a while back, but it's okay. It fits in right here. Our subtitle is Step Into God's Plan. Because here's the thing. God's plan lines up with Jeremiah 29:11. God's plan for your life is good. Step into it. Don't put off another day. God began dealing with me in 2011 about starting a church. And I was too caught up in trying to please people, not stepping on any toes. I was trying to get it all right. I was trying to get all the ducks in a row. I really didn't want to make anybody mad. And it took me 3 years to finally obey God. Don't wait another day. What is God saying to you? What has God been saying to you? What are you supposed to be doing right now? How about we close that? How about we say this day, I'm going to complete what God told me to do. I'm going to accomplish what God told me to do. There are books that are unwritten in this room right now. There are businesses that have yet to be started in this room right now. Those of you who are watching online, what is it? What has God asked you to do, told you to do? What is he nagging you about? What is keeping you up at night? Declare that this is the day that you're going to step in to God's plan. Procrastination is an act of fear. That's just the truth. My mom always say it may be tight, but it's right. If we call it what it is, procrastination is fear. On July 5th, 2014, I heard the Lord say this. We were at a believers' convention, and we were wrapping it up for the day. And the Lord said, turn off your head. None of the answers are there. In your belly are rivers of living waters that will flow. Everyone will know. There has been a new anointing, a new level that has been deposited in you, right in the middle of you. I'm opening your eyes, I'm opening your ears to hear like never before. It will seem parallel. Act and you'll see me demonstrate power from on high. A lifting, a heaviness will go away and clarity will come. It has begun. And that was the word I got from the Lord that made me step out and start what you know today to be Word Life Church. What is God going to say to you today that's going to cause you to step out and do what he's calling you to do? I'm not even guessing. I know there are books that are unwritten in here right now. There is a business that's going to minister to lives and families that have been, it's unstarted right here. Is this your day? Will you obey and do what God is saying for you to do? You can. God doesn't interrupt messages and sermons just because. He's doing that because he's calling you to step out. He's calling you to go forward and do what he's saying for you to do. God's plan is rich with life solutions. His plan includes a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for you and for others. He's always trying to get through you to benefit others. He is the answer to our heart's cry. Family, don't put it off another day. God's plan includes hope. The hope you are searching for is found in him and obeying his plan. Forgiveness, freedom, security, purpose, peace, love, acceptance, comfort, and strength are all found in Yeshua. Stepping out and obeying. God's plan includes the love of God. The love of God is the glory of God. The word glory comes from the Hebrew word kabod, and it means weight or heaviness. And the weight of God's love is so strong, it will crush fear, guilt, shame, and regret. God's plan will free us from the things that have been holding us. Step out. What is it that he's saying? See, God is so good. He forgives our past. He secures our future. And he gives meaning to our today. Everything we need is in him. Will you step out? Do what he's calling you to do, and fulfillment's gonna flood your heart like never before. You know, there will never be any fulfillment outside of God's plan. It comes with fulfillment, and it comes with provision. God is not asking you to pay for it. He's asking you to obey. Your obedience is demonstration of your belief, your trust, your faith in him. Believe him enough to step out. Amen? Is anybody getting anything out of the message today? God's plan includes obedience. Obedience is an act of faith. Just like procrastination is an act of fear, obedience is an act of faith. If God asks you to do something, do it now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. Let's read that together. Ready, read. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And that word salvation doesn't mean missing hell. That word salvation is all-inclusive. Today is a day of healing, deliverance, peace, safety. Today is that day. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 says, now faith brings, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. Our foundation must be our trust in him. Our foundation must start with believing him enough to begin. It's all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. This testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's word. He spoke, and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. That's your dad. And because you're his child, when you speak, creation goes forward. Take action. God's plan includes actions. Let the power of God move you and I into action. Let the power of God move you into doing something about what's going on. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let God do the heavy lifting in your life. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Mark 11, 22 and 24. Jesus replied, let the faith of God be in you. Let's read that together. This is the Passion Translation. Let's read that together. Thank you, Lord. You got that, media team? You got Mark 11, 22? Let's all stand to our feet. We're going to read this together. Mark 11, 22 through 24. Ready, read. And believes. Thank you, Lord. Say something, family. Let your belief spill over out of your voice. You may be seated. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, therefore, humble yourself, demote, lower yourself to your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Put that on the screen, media team. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. It does not say some of your cares. It doesn't say some of your worries. You handle the little things, I'll handle the big things. That's not what God is saying. God is saying all. Every bit of it, your marriage, your children, your business, what you have coming up, cast all of that. Look at verse 7. You guys got that? Let's read that together. This is 1 Peter 5, 7. Ready, read. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once for all, on him. He cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you. That is so important to understand. Who has your back? It's important to know and understand. If you are carrying a care, if you are full of anxiety, all it means is that you're disobeying God. All it means is you're not trusting God enough with that care. That's all it means. If there's anything that overwhelms you, it's just you simply not lining up with the Word of God. And the shift is simple. Here's the thing. Anxiety is not normal. Stress, worry, fear is not normal. And anything we normalize, we accept and keep. And that's not yours. Don't carry care. Look at your neighbor and say that. Don't carry care. That's not normal. That's not right. That's not of God. Application. You guys have your notes? Application number one. How do we walk this out? How do we apply this word to our lives? Number one says what? Spend time with God. You know, sometimes we spend so much of our energy trying to impress people who we know don't like us. And God loves us. He knows us, and he's the only one that can do something about what's going on in our lives. Spend time. Am I telling the truth? Number two says what? Hear the word. This is how faith comes, and we need faith to come. We need faith to rise. Even though we all have a measure of faith, that faith, if it's not built up, we fall short of what God desires. The example I like is everybody has the same amount of muscles, but those who go to the gym build them up, develop them, and there's a difference. True or not true? It makes a difference what we do with the faith that we've been given to us. Number three. Faith is the holder of your destiny. If you are not walking by faith, you are not walking toward your destiny. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Number four says what? Dear God, guard your heart. Please, whatever you do, guard your heart. Because if the enemy can get you offended, he can stop you from receiving and doing what God has called you to do every single time. Don't allow what people do to allow you to take to make you put the gift that God has in you on the shelf because of some person. God desires to use you. Guard your heart. Your very life comes out of your heart. Number five says what? Eliminate all excuses. There's no such thing as a good excuse. The real definition of an excuse is a fleshly response to pressure that seeks to gain a release from responsibility or an obligation. There's no such thing as a good excuse. Don't allow procrastination to take you away from God's plan and purpose for your life. We're going to receive communion at this time because it's the first Sunday. It's a pivotal Okay. Does everybody have communion elements? You know, a part of our family tradition. If you're online, get some Kool-Aid, piece of bread, so you can join with us. God ain't gonna trip on the elements. I should have gave y'all a head start. These things are so hard to get open. Thank you, Lord. If it wasn't for the blood, dear God, where would we be? You know, every time we take communion, we honor God. We honor what he did for us. I don't know if you remember where you were when Jesus snatched you out of the realm of darkness into his marvelous light. But you should remind yourself of his goodness in your own life. There's no greater testimony than the testimony that you have. Where were you when God said, enough, my son, my daughter, come home, enough? Where were you when your eyes were open? You know, I remember I was born again at 8 years old and walked with God until I was 13. When I was 13, I was introduced to the gang life, was introduced to drinking and drugs and running the streets, crime. And I did that for 10 years. When I was 23 years old, I had a radical transformation. I walked into a church. It was Foothills Baptist Church in Moreno Valley, California. I'll never forget it. I was up for 3 days, high on cocaine, 3-day binge, and I kept seeing that church. I kept seeing that church, and finally I got up and started walking. No sleep. Walked in the church, slipped in the back row, and Pastor Turner began to speak, and he spoke directly to my heart. It was as if everybody else in the room disappeared, and God spoke to me that day. He called me home. I rededicated my life. And the word of God that I read in the past was different. It began to be applicable. It jumped off the pages and it began to minister to me like never before. I began to hear God's voice. I began to feel God's presence. And when you experience God, hey family, see, that's what we need. We need an encounter with God. People can say all kind of stuff. You can hear all kind of stuff. But when you encounter God, everything changes. Everything shifts. Because his voice is so beautiful, profound, and sure. And when you know God, you know he has your back. You know, when you experience the love of God, everything changes. What we're doing right now, let's stand to our feet in honor of Jesus Christ, our King. What we're doing now is we are remembering. This represents the body that was broken on our behalf. The greatest price paid ever. Let's break it. This represents the body that was broken for you. I boldly declare if there is anything physical going in your body, When you receive this communion, healing is going to manifest in your body. Thank you, Lord. One of the things he gave us is the power to forgive the way he forgave us. So I want you to take a moment, bow your head, close your eyes. If there's anybody, especially if it's you, that you need to forgive, I want you to do that now, right where you are. Oh, Father, you're so good. Oh, we're so grateful. You sent your one and only Son to die on our behalf, the Lamb of God. Blameless, sinless, came and died on our behalf. We're so grateful for the divine exchange. For our sins, you gave us righteousness. For our death, you gave us life. You gave us peace. And we receive it now. We remember your goodness, your love. In Jesus' name, let's receive. In 1 Corinthians 11:23, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." And we just did that. Then it goes on to say, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Verse 25 says, "In the same manner," and it's talking about remembering, the same way we remembered when we took the bread. Remember the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus that redeemed us, that covers us, that protects us today. Remember what he did on your behalf. You are not ordinary. You are magnificent because his blood runs through your vein. Your DNA consists of deity. Remember. Let's receive. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Those of you who have been with us online, God bless you. We're so grateful for the opportunity to start 2021 off together. We believe that this is the year of abundance and overflow, and we commit to teaching the Word of God, sharing truth. Number 4 says what? Dear God, guard your heart, please. Whatever you do, guard your heart. Because if the enemy can get you offended, he can stop you from receiving and doing what God has called you to do every single time. Don't allow what people do to allow you to take, to make you put the gift that God has in you on the shelf because of some person. God desires to use you. Guard your heart. Your very life comes out of your heart. Number 5 says what? Eliminate all excuses. There's no such thing as a good excuse. The real definition of an excuse is a fleshly response to pressure that seeks to gain a release from responsibility or an obligation. There's no such thing as a good excuse. Don't allow procrastination to take you away from God's plan and purpose for your life. We're going to receive communion at this time because it's the first Sunday. It's a pivotal Okay. Does everybody have communion elements? You know, we, a part of our family tradition, if you're online, get some Kool-Aid, a piece of bread, so you can join with us. God ain't gonna trip on the elements. I should have gave y'all a head start. These things are so hard to get open. Thank you, Lord. If it wasn't for the blood, dear God, where would we be? You know, every time we take communion, we honor God. We honor what he did for us. I don't know if you remember where you were when Jesus snatched you out of the realm of darkness into his marvelous light. But you should remind yourself of his goodness in your own life. There's no greater testimony than the testimony that you have. Where were you when God said, enough, my son, my daughter, come home, enough? Where were you when your eyes were open? You know, I remember I was born again at 8 years old and walked with God until I was 13. When I was 13, I was introduced to the gang life, was introduced to drinking and drugs and running the streets, crime. And I did that for 10 years. When I was 23 years old, I had a radical transformation. I walked into a church. It was Foothills Baptist Church in Moreno Valley, California. I'll never forget it. I was up for 3 days, high on cocaine, 3-day binge, and I kept seeing that church. I kept seeing that church, and finally I got up and started walking. No sleep. Walked in the church, slipped in the back row, and Pastor Turner began to speak, and he spoke directly to my heart. It was as if everybody else in the room disappeared, and God spoke to me that day. He called me home. I rededicated my life, and the word of God that I read in the past was different. It began to be applicable. It jumped off the pages and it began to minister to me like never before. I began to hear God's voice. I began to feel God's presence. And when you experience God, hey family, see, that's what we need. We need an encounter with God. People can say all kinds of stuff. You can hear all kinds of stuff. But when you encounter God, everything changes. Everything shifts because his voice is so beautiful, profound, and sure. And when you know God, you know he has your back. You know, when you experience the love of God, everything changes. What we're doing right now, let's stand to our feet in honor of Jesus Christ, our King. What we're doing now is we are remembering this represents the body that was broken on our behalf. The greatest price paid ever. Let's break it. This represents the body that was broken for you. I boldly declare if there is anything physical going on in your body, when you receive this communion, healing is going to manifest in your body. Thank you, Lord. One of the things he gave us is the power to forgive the way he forgave us. So I want you to take a moment, bow your head, close your eyes. If there's anybody, especially if it's you, that you need to forgive, I want you to do that now, right where you are. Father. You're so good. Oh, we're so grateful. You sent your one and only Son to die on our behalf, the Lamb of God. Blameless, sinless, came and died on our behalf. We're so grateful for the divine exchange. For our sins, you gave us righteousness. For our death, you gave us life. You gave us peace. And we receive it now. We remember your goodness, your love. In Jesus' name. Let's receive. In 1 Corinthians 11:23, it says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." And we just did that. Then it goes on to say, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Verse 25 says, "In the same manner," and it's talking about remembering, "the same way we remembered when we took the bread, remember the blood of Jesus." It's the blood of Jesus that redeemed us, that covers us, that protects us today. Remember what he did on your behalf. You are not ordinary. You are magnificent because his blood runs through your vein. Your DNA consists of deity. Remember. Let's receive. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Those of you who have been with us online, God bless you. We're so grateful for the opportunity to start 2021 off together. We believe that this is the year of abundance and overflow, and we commit to teaching the Word of God, sharing truth,